when I go and see my clients, when I hear what's going on, and I listen to the seniors and see what's on TV, and my heart breaks just to see what happened last year, what's still happening. The most vulnerable people in our society are seniors. It's just to hear what's going on, and it really touched my heart. Just seeing what's happening, and that, you know, what can we do? And we felt really helpless, like, you know, we can't go into the long-term care. We can't do those things for them. Families cannot be with them because of the, you know, the quarantine and, you know, trying to protect them. So it was really hard for me to hear a lot of the stories on TV, a lot of things that would happen, that the seniors, you know, that they went through all this and not having family to support them. And family is a very important part of healthcare. That collaboration with family support is a great healing and a great support, holistic support for individuals. And so it was very, very hard to just see what happened, what unfold. And everything went so fast. It's really hard to really understand, you know, this actually happened. So it's just because of that, and because of the fact that they went through so much. They went through such a difficult time being there and seeing their friends and people, you know, their fellow residents, you know, going through being sick or dying and going through all that emotional up and down and difficulty, that we really need to support our seniors. We need to reach out. We need to let them know that we really care about them and that they're very important to us and they add value to our community. So it was very heartbroken to see what happened.